The cheetah's extra speed comes from its astonishingly flexible body. By arching its spine up and curving it down, it can lengthen its stride. Hip and shoulder joints swing through phenomenal angles. More than half the time, it's almost flying with all 4 feet off the ground. The cheetah's strides are fast as well as long, but there's a drawback to its speed. Sprinting raises its temperature to near fatal limits. At this point, 3/4 of muscle energy is producing heat 60 times greater than at rest, and exhaustion soon begins to set in. This means the cheetah doesn't have much time. Every second the gazelle stays ahead, its odds for survival improve. At the critical moment, the cheetah takes a breathtaking risk by reaching out to try and trip its quarry. Unlike a lion, which leaps on the prey's back and wrestles it to the ground, the cheetah's delicate body is vulnerable to the slightest miscalculation, and it's the cheetah which could be injured. Most chases last only 20 seconds or so. Once the victim is grounded, it's all over. Jaws are clamped around the prey's windpipe. Death comes by suffocation. Bubonic plague is one of the world's most terrifying diseases. In its time, it has wreaked havoc across the planet, slaughtering millions of people. The speed, the sheer brutality, and apocalyptic impact of a plague epidemic has not been witnessed in the West for centuries. But today it is preparing to attack again. Hidden among the trees of Lake Tahoe in California is a potential horror, a killer known to decimate human populations. In the last 20 years, over 200 cases of plague, one of the world's most terrifying diseases, have been reported in America. 37 people have died. A disease we thought had gone away forever is still a threat. And it's got scientists sounding warning bells. Important to all pickpockets is the ability to conceal the theft from prying eyes. The man at the back of the tube platform in the pale blue jeans is going to try and disguise his actions with a coat over his arm. His intended target is the girl with the dark jacket and the ponytail. Watch as he moves in behind her, the coat over his arm, hiding his attempts to get into the handbag. But she senses something. He tries again, but he's too late. The chance is gone.